Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station in Uttar Pradesh. Says trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. Campaigning intensifies for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections, with senior leaders holding multiple rallies to woo the voters. Winter session of Parliament to begin from 1st of December. President Draupadi Murmu departs on a week-long state visit to two African nations of Angola and Botswana. In Jammu and Kashmir, two infiltrators killed in an encounter with security forces in Keran sector of Kupwara district. Flight operations return to normal at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport after yesterday's technical glitch. And in men's cricket, final match between India and host Australia underway in Brisbane. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station today. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said that trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. He said that today, with the launch of four new Vande Bharat trains, that is Banaras Khajuraho, Lucknow Saharanpur, Firozpur Delhi and Ernakulam Bengaluru, the number of Vande Bharat trains running in the country has increased to more than 160.
आज वंदे भारत, नमो भारत और अमृत भारत जैसी ट्रेनें भारतीय रेलवे की अगली पीढ़ी की नींव तैयार कर रही है। ये भारतीय रेलवे को ट्रांसफॉर्म करने का एक पूरा अभियान है। वंदे भारत भारतीयों की, भारतीयों द्वारा, भारतीयों के लिए बनाई हुई ट्रेन है, जिस पर हर भारतीय को गर्व है।
The Prime Minister said that infrastructure in developed countries across the world has played an important role in their economic upliftment. The Prime Minister said that today, Uttar Pradesh development has opened up greater tourism opportunities. Following the construction of Baba Vishwanath Dham and the Ram Temple in Ayodhya, new doors of prosperity are opening in Uttar Pradesh due to the increasing number of devotees visiting the temple.
आज जिस तरह से भारत ने विकसित भारत के लिए अपने साधनों को श्रेष्ठ बनाने का अभियान शुरू किया है, ये ट्रेनें उसमें एक मील का पत्थर बनने जा रही है। प्रयागराज, अयोध्या, हरिद्वार, चित्रकूट, कुरुक्षेत्र, ऐसे अनगिनत तीर्थ क्षेत्र हमारी आध्यात्मिक धारा के केंद्र है। आज जब ये पावन धाम वंदे भारत के नेटवर्क से जुड़ रहे हैं, तो एक तरह भारत की संस्कृति, आस्था और विकास की यात्रा को जोड़ने का भी काम हुआ है।
Electioneering for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly polls is intensifying. Various leaders of political parties are trying their best to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Sitamarhi. The Prime Minister said that the NDA not only focuses on development but also preserves the state's heritage. He said that the NDA government, under the leadership of Nitish Kumar, has rebuilt the faith of the people of Bihar, and now investors are eager to come to the state.
माँ सीता के आशीर्वाद से ही बिहार विकसित बिहार बनेगा। ये जो चुनाव है, ये विकसित बिहार बनाने के लिए है। ये चुनाव तय करेगा आने वाले सालों में बिहार के बच्चों का भविष्य क्या होगा, आपके संतानों का भविष्य क्या होगा, आपके बेटे बेटियों की आने वाली कल कैसी होगी, और इसलिए ये चुनाव बहुत अहम है।
Addressing another public meeting in Bethia, the Prime Minister said, during the ongoing election campaign, extensive discussions have been held about Bihar's aspirations and goals. He said the NDA's double-engine government has highlighted both its achievements and its vision for the future. Mr. Modi said that the alliance has presented its record of work and outlined the roadmap ahead before the people of Bihar.
आज बेतिया से मैं बिहार के हर माता पिता, बिहार के हर नौजवान से कहूंगा, वो दिन दूर नहीं जब बिहार की पहचान फूड प्रोसेसिंग के पावर हाउस के रूप में होगी, टूरिज्म से होगी, टेक्सटाइल से होगी, बिहार की पहचान टेक्नोलॉजी से होगी, मेक इन इंडिया के एक बड़े सेंटर के रूप में होने की दिशा में कदम बढ़ रहे हैं।
Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed public meetings in Rafiganj in Aurangabad and Imamganj in Gaya. Speaking in Rafiganj, he said that after assuming power in 2005, his government made remarkable improvements in education and health sectors. Vikasshil Insan Party VIP Chief and Mahagathbandhan's Deputy Chief Ministerial Candidate Mukesh Sahani said that the youth of the state want change.
खास करके युवा वर्ग में बदलाव की लहर है।
देयर इज अ वेव ऑफ चेंज अमंग द यूथ एंड ऑल कास्ट ऑल रिलीजन्स ऑल सेक्स हैव स्ट्रांगली सपोर्टेड द महागठबंधन एंड आई फील दैट वी आर गोइंग टू विन 80 प्लस सीट्स इन द फर्स्ट फेज। देयर इज अ वेव ऑफ चेंज इन बिहार। व्हेन नीतीश कुमार बिकेम अनवेल एवरीवन इन द विलेजेस केम टू नो अबाउट इट एंड दैट इज व्हाई पीपल आर ट्रस्टिंग तेजस्वी प्रसाद यादव।
लोग भरोसा कर रहे हैं।
जन स्वराज फाउंडर प्रशांत किशोर क्रिटिसाइज द एनडीए, asserting that Bihar lacks factories and jobs. More from our correspondent.
In Purnia, addressing an election rally in support of NDA candidates, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the RJD and Congress are trying to mislead people under different pretexts by disguising their real intentions. He said this attempt will not be succeed because the people of Bihar do not want to return to the era of darkness and crime. Senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi said in Katihar that the Mahagathbandhan and Congress are committed to providing equal representation to all sections of the society. Mrs. Gandhi emphasized that it is essential to form a Mahagathbandhan government to ensure that the backward classes, minorities and Dalits are included in the mainstream of the development. She also said that the Congress supports caste-based census on this very principle. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the winter session of Parliament from the 1st of December 2025 to 19th of December 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that the government is looking forward to a constructive and meaningful session that strengthens democracy and serves the aspiration of the countrymen. President Draupadi Murmu has left on a state visit to Angola and Botswana. She will reach Angola later tonight. This is the first ever state visit by an Indian head of state to the two African nations. During this visit, from the 8th to 13th of November, there will be discussions on reviewing the existing bilateral ties and also exploring the possibilities of collaboration in newer areas. Progress of collaboration with Botswana on Project Cheetah is also on the agenda. Our correspondent covering this visit has more on the details of engagements and meetings.
President Draupadi Murmu will reach Angola tonight for the first leg of her two-nation visit to Africa. She will be in Angola till 11th November and will hold bilateral talks with her counterpart, President João Lourenço. She is also scheduled to address the Parliament of Angola and attend the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's independence. From 11th to 13th November, President Murmu will be in Botswana. The engagements here include bilateral talks with her counterpart, President Duma Boko, address to the Botswana National Assembly, and visit to the sites of historical and cultural importance. Several other dignitaries are likely to call on the Indian president during her visit. She will also interact with the members of Indian community in both the countries. Manish Shiva, Akashvani News.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to Midday News. In Jammu and Kashmir, two infiltrators have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Keran sector of Kupwara district last night. An army spokesperson said that the alert troops intercepted a group of terrorists trying to intrude into this side of the LOC. He said after the group was challenged by the troops, fierce gunfighting ensued, in which two unidentified infiltrators were killed. The spokesperson said that the operation in the area is still continuing. In Chhattisgarh's Gariaband district, 7 Maoists have surrendered. They laid down their arms before the Inspector General of Police, Raipur Range, Amresh Mishra. On the occasion, the surrendered Maoist also handed over 6 weapons to the police. A total reward of 37 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. All flight operations at the Indira Gandhi International Airport in New Delhi have been restored. In an advisory, Delhi Airport said that all flight operations are normal. It also advised passengers to stay in touch with their respective airlines for the latest flight status updates. Flight operations at Delhi Airport were affected yesterday due to technical issue with the Automatic Message Switching System, or AMSS, that supports the air traffic control flight planning process. The National Zoological Park in Delhi reopens up for visitors from today. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that usual safety and preventive measures shall be followed by the Delhi Zoo after its reopening for visitors. The Delhi Zoo was closed for visitors from the 30th of August after a report of a positive case of avian influenza virus was found in the water bird aviary. The ministry said all prescribed biosafety and surveillance guidelines issued by competent authorities have been followed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan extended their greetings to veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani on his 98th birthday today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for Mr. Advani's good health and a long life. President Draupadi Murmu has lauded the Mitti Cafe at Rashtrapati Bhavan as a symbol of inclusion, equality and limitless possibilities. In a social media post, the president encouraged visitors to experience Mitti Cafe, highlighting its role in empowering Divyangjan and their families. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Manipur. A report.
The new GST reforms are aimed at driving inclusive growth and providing financial relief to Manipur's artisans, farmers and small businesses. Under the revised tax structure, the tax rates on packaged coffee has been slashed from 18% to 5%, bringing substantial relief across the state's coffee industry. With this significant reduction, under GST 2.0, districts such as Ukhrul, Senapati and Chandel, which are important hubs for coffee cultivation, are being benefited as the sector generates additional employment in processing, packaging and distribution networks. Similarly, the GST rates on processed food items such as pickles, bamboo shoots, fermented foods, vegetable preparations have also been brought down to 5% from 12% tax slab, marking a major boost for producers and affordable market access for consumers. Along with this, GST on many essential goods in the state have now come under a reduced tax slab, making local products more affordable and giving a boost to regional industries and livelihoods. This rationalization under the new GST reforms is aimed at stimulating great demand, preserving employment and invigorating rural and craft economy across Manipur. With Rohan, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And in men's cricket, India were 52 for no loss in 4.5 overs against Australia in the final game of the 5-match T20 series at the Gabba in Brisbane when reports last came in. Australia won the toss and opted to bowl first. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi flags off 4 new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station in Uttar Pradesh. Says trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying foundation for the next generation of Indian Railways. Campaigning intensifies for the second and final phase of Bihar Assembly elections, with senior leaders holding multiple rallies to woo the voters. Winter session of Parliament to begin from 1st December. President Draupadi Murmu departs on a week-long state visit to 2 African nations of Angola and Botswana. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 infiltrators killed in an encounter with security forces in Keran sector. Flight operations return to normal at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport after yesterday's technical glitch. And in men's cricket, final match between India and host Australia underway in Brisbane. And with that, we end the midday news.